Okay, today's daf is Baba Kama daf Samach Beis, and we are Samach Aleph Amud Beis, the last amud and a half or so to the sixth parak of Maseches Baba Kama, parak HaKones. And we are discussing issues of Eish. That was the last couple of Mishnayos here in the parak. We had issues of Bor, now we have issues of Eish. As we finish up, Bez Hashem, the sugyas of Nizke Mamon, the first six parakim of Maseches Baba Kama. Says the Gemara, four lines up from the bottom, Samach Aleph Amud Beis. Tanu Rabbanan, Hamavakis Agadish, Vahayubo Kalim Vidalku. Somebody is Malik, he lights a haystack on fire, and there were Kalim inside, and they burned. So this is the Machlokas we had in the Mishnah. We said maybe it's even a double Machlokas, whether it's Malik Bado Shalo and Shal or Shal Chaveiro. So let's see what this Brisa says. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Mishalim, Kol Mashayi Besocho. Rabbi Yehuda says you have to pay for everything inside of it, because Rabbi Yehuda is Machayiv on Tamun in Bor, and therefore he says here that one would be Chayiv for everything inside. V'chachamim Omrim, as we said, the Chachamim say Pater on Tamun, but what exactly does that mean? So here the Gemara explicates it. Einu Mishalim, Ela Gadish Shal Chitim, O Gadish Shal Sa'orim. You only pay what a haystack or a gadish of wheat or barley would have been worth. V'roin makom kalim ki'ilu hu malei tu'a. And you look at the place where the kalim were inside the gadish as if it was full of chitim or sorim. You don't say, you're right, we're putter on the gadish, but you don't say it's as if those spaces are empty. You say it's as if those spaces are full of chitim or sorim, and one pays for that, as we explained in the Mishnah last time. Bamed varam urim, when do we say that this is true, that there's a machlokas tanoim about tamun ba'esh b'madlik b'toch shalo? That is only if one is madlik b'toch shalo inside his own field, and then it spreads. But if somebody lights mamish in their friend's field, so then divriakol or not divriakol, mishalim kol mashayi besocho. So then you pay everything that's inside of it. What is this going according to? So we had, if you remember last time, the machlokas between Rav Kahana and Rava. Rashi says this is following Rava lishitaso, that says that when you're malik b'toshel chaveiro, you pay for the kalim shedarkon lahatzmin bagodish, not for very unusual kalim, but it's enough to be considered adam hamazik. It's not just a nizke mamon if I light in my friend's yard, and therefore I'd be chayiv. The rules are different. I'd be chayiv even for certain types of tamun, those that would be expected to be there in that spot. So that's one moda in one direction. If you light b'toch shel chaveiro, the chachamim would be more nota to say chayiv. Umoda Rabbi Yehuda lechachamim, and the opposite, Rabbi Yehuda, who usually says chayiv by tamun bo'esh, he would be moda to a more minimal approach of chiyuv in the following case. Rabbi Yehuda would agree to the chachamim b'mashil makom lechaveiro lahagdish gadish. If somebody gives permission to their friend to put a gadish in their field, v'higdish, and they did, v'hitzmin, and they were matmin items in there, and then the ba'al hasadeh lit a fire, v'hishen mishalim el dvei gadish bovad. So there, the owner only gave him permission to put a gadish in there, not to put other items inside of it. So he would only have to pay for the dvei gadish, even according to Rabbi Yehuda, who said there's a chiyuv of tamun ba'esh, but here he didn't accept or have any knowledge of anything inside. That's what Rabbi Yehuda would be moda to. What about this case? Lahagdish chitim v'higdish sa'orim. If he gave him permission to be magdish wheat, which is more expensive, v'higdish, because that's considered to be machal adam, v'higdish sa'orim, and instead he was magdish sa'orim, which is machal behema, sa'orim v'higdish chitim, or the opposite, chitim v'chipon v'sa'orim. If he gave him permission to do chitim, but then he did something, he did chitim, but the outside layer looked like sa'orim, sa'orim v'chipon v'chitim, or it really was sa'orim, but that the outside was chitim, she'edem mishalim el-dvei sa'orim belvad. In all these cases, he would only pay for Sa'orim, the cheaper one. And each one is very logical. If he was Magdish actually Sa'orim, then of course he's going to pay Sa'orim. If he gave her permission to be Magdish Chitim, and he was Magdish Sa'orim, then he sees Sa'orim. If he gave her permission for Sa'orim, then he only gave her permission for Sa'orim. So everything is always going to be the cheaper one. Is there a Havamina to be Mechayev? Right? What's the Havamina? If he gave him permission to be magdish chitim, and he was magdish saorim. Well, what's the halamina not to pay saorim? You might have to pay chitim. So says the Shita B'Kubet, says, well, you might have thought that if inside the gadish there was kalim, so maybe you'd have to pay for the kalim at least up to the value of the chitim. That's the havamina. Klomar beheshilu makom lahagdish chitim behigdish saorim v'tamar besocham kelim. He gave him permission to put chitim there. So you're right, he did saorim, but maybe because he gave him permission to put chitim, that he'd have to pay up until that amount. For rotzalomar hanizak b'shalim gadish al chitim shari kibalta alecha shviras chitim shem chashuvim yoser misaorim, which are more chashuv than saorim v'naf galan sha'af al pi she'edim akabal tashlumin mikol kelav atzmudim, even though you're not going to get paid for all the kelim tzmunim, shehemish talim yimenu ksas, at least some of it. Kamash bala, delo mashalim le ela, de megadish saorim. No, the kamash bala, you only pay saorim. De mazle garim, shlo higdisham ela saorim. That's all that you did, and therefore there is no chiyav at all, even up until the amount of what he could have gotten had he just put chitin in there. Number one, if you look at Tosfos here, Tosfos also discusses Tosas, the second Tosas, she ain't a Mishalim al Debe Saorim, that you only pay Saorim in this case. Bimalik Bitoch Shelo Ayri. Again, all of these cases of you always pay the Saorim, the lower level, is only Malik Bitoch Shelo, because if you are Malik Bitoch Shel Chavero, so then, in the case where you have permission for Saorim and Higdash Chitim, Lamalo Yishalim Chitim. Kivin the Chazilu. If the owner gave you permission to put in Chitim and he sees the Chitim, then why shouldn't you be Chai for Chitim? Says Tosfos. Right? You see it. Right? The Marsha explains Tosfos. It's considered Ma'abid Biyadayim once it is Malik Batok Shel Chavero. And therefore, you should have to pay. It's your responsibility. It's interesting that we've seen over the past couple of lines that where you do something can define what you're doing. Even if, you might say this is called, you're lighting a fire and then it spreads, but if it's Madhe Patosh El Chaveri, even if it would spread a far area in Shel Chaveri, but because I lit it in Shel Chaveri, I am called a Mazik B'Yadayim, that's the Marsha's Lashon here. So therefore, where I do something could define what exactly I am doing. That's what we see from the past couple of lines, as we mentioned, the double machlokas, that the Rabbanan would be moved closer to Rabbi Tarfon by Tamun in a case of Madlik B'Toh Shel Chaveri instead of Madlik B'Toh Shelo, even though it's both Eish. We might say it's not exactly the same age based on the places where you are lighting. Okay, part one of today's daf. Amar Rava, let's continue. Hanosim dinar zav leisha, other cases of kabbalas achrayas, right, which is what we have been talking about. If somebody accepts to put something in my rishus, I accept a certain basic responsibility. Amar Rava, hanosim dinar zav leisha. Person gives a golden coin to a woman. The Mefarshim says lav dafka woman, but that's just the example. Va'amar la hizaribo shel kesefu. Be careful, it's silver. So it's really gold, but he says, be careful, it's silver. Hizikaso mishalemes diner zav. If she damages it, she throws it into the river or something. So then we say in that case that she has to pay exactly everything because that is what she damaged. That's Adam Hamazik. But Mishab da Abar La, my Havi Lech Gabe Dazakte. Why did you damage it? Adam Hamazik. Pashabo, but if she was Poshea with it, meaning she didn't actually damage it, but she just was negligent, she lost it. Mishalem Mishal Kesef, then she only pays Shal Kesef da Amar Leh, because she says, Nitirusa da Kasva Kabili Olai, Nitirusa da Zaba Lo Kabili Olai. She thinks it's silver, and therefore that's what she was with Kabbalah. So she lost it, so she only has to pay for a silver coin and not for a gold coin. So it's the difference between Mazik and Poshea. If you look in the Mordechai here, the Mordechai in Os Reish Zion, all the way in the back, in the Haggadah of Mordechai, the Mordechai says, Pasak Ribeliez, I'm sorry, that's the wrong one. If you look in the Mordechai, Maisa, Sheshal Ruvein Mishimon Saif. Ruvain borrowed a sword from Shimon. Shimon was actually holding the sword as a mashkon, as a security from a guy. And then Ruvain lost it. Shimon davar gadol. If he gave him to Ruvain, got a sword to be Shoel, and it happened to be a super duper fancy sword, which he didn't know about. He just thought it was a regular sword, but he has to pay only the value. Shavyo, the normal value, not of a special sword. The Stam Saif Talma, Lefi Dinitirusa, the Stam Saif Kabbalah. As our Gemara says, the woman was only Mikabelas, a watching of Dinar Kesef, not of Dinar Zahav. So too says Lagos Mordechai. If he accepts a sword, then he only thinks it's a normal sword. Doesn't think it's a special sword. The Stam Saif Kabbalah, but a Tirusa shall Saif Yakar Lo Kabbalah. If it's the Natira, the watching of a special, expensive Saif, he was not Makabel. Viraya mi Beraka Kones, Hakones, Anosi de Dinar Zav Leisha, etc. He quotes our Gemara, so that is what he says, but then he ends off the last two words, Vitzarachian. So what's that Tzarachian? What, like, sounds like Davar Pasha, it sounds like Stray, which is like our case, the woman who was Makabelas, Dinar Kesef, and that's why she's only, if she's Posha'as, not if she's Mazik. If she's Mazik, then she's not Mazik. It doesn't matter what she's Posha'as, what she claims. But in this case, if she's Posha'as, so then she pays Shal Kesef, because that's the Kabbalah that she accepts. The Yavshal Shlomo, here though, argues. The Yavshal Shlomo argues on the Mordechai. He quotes the Mordechai and says, I think the Mordechai is wrong, and said as follows. Let me just find the language of the Yavshal Shlomo. Pasuk Mordechai, he quotes as Mordechai, then he says, the MS, after he quotes the Tzarech Ian of the Mordechai, he says the MS, Tzarech Ian Gadol. I agree with this Tzarech Ian. I don't think you can compare the cases. What's the difference? Bishlam Agabi Diner Zahav Hamafkid Gufa Pasha. In our Gemara, the Mafkid himself, the one who gave the woman the dinar, made a mistake. Sha'amar la shal kesef. He basically tricked her. He was mater. He said, here is a dinar kesef. So if he says, here is a dinar kesef, so then that's what she assumes. And that's all the shmira that she is mekabeles. Avali amar la stam. He's zaribo. But if he would have told her, you know, just watch this, without saying what it is, would she have any claim? Oh, I thought it was kesef. Look at it. See what it is. Pshita dahavi chayeves. She would be chayeves. V'chein hasav, dechipa b'saorim. V'yim kein, zelo hayolo leida yoser b'saorim. If I didn't know better, and I was told this, and this is what it looks like, fine, that's what I'm in Kabbalas. But if I give you something without specifying, then you have to know what it is. Avomasha adam mafkid gabi chavre. V'ra oso, pshita de b'kabal of kol shavyo. Bein ra, bein ma'at. The imloked, he says, I'll ask you a kasha. Echachidil chavir pipikadon, even tov, shavah me'amana. Reuben gives a fancy golden jewel, or whatever it is, something fancy to their friend. What? And then he says, oh, I was only mekabel something else. No, look what it is. Pshita techayv l'shalem me'amana. The lav kol kamine l'mit'an, you can't claim savra yiti sheshavah kestam even. No, you have to look at it and see what it is. Pashit zav obeis, sam even pashit zav. Obeys. Mikol Makom, that's the Yavshal Shlomo arguing with the Mordechai. It's interesting that the Achronim, the Shach, picks up on this, and Simonai Beis, and likes the Mordechai, and the Ksos, and Reisa the Aleph, he follows the Yavshal Shlomo. He ends off with the last line, V'mikol Makomim he'elil ha'goy olav mach v'sayif, v'lokeach mimedu yosir b'shav yopshit the pater. Right, if the Goy starts making fancy, unusual claims that are not true, so then for sure one would be potter in that case if it is false, if it is sheker. Okay, but either way, that's the Mordechai and the Yavshal Shlomo. But again, Lamaisa, if somebody accepts something, you have to look at what it is and know the Kabbalah of what you are accepting. Good. Continue. Amar le Rav Mordechai le Rav Ashi atun b'derava masni sula. You learn this related to Rava, in the name of Rava, as we just had, as we started off today's discussion, and then we continued with Amar Rava, Anosi Dinar Zav Leisha. Anani Masisa Pshitala, but we learned the same Yesodos from the Brisa that we had earlier. Pshitala, Chitin, V'chipan, V'sa'orin, Sarna, Chipan, V'chitim, as we said, in either direction, Eino Mishalem, Ella, Demei Sa'orin, Bilvad. You only pay Sa'orin if you gave permission for Sa'orin, or it looks like Sa'orin. Alma, Amar Leda, Tirusa, Desari, Kabili, Alai, because the person, the Shomer could say, I only accepted watching a barley. Hakanami, That's what she could say in our case. Good. Amar Rav Shmas Milsa L'Rav Yehuda V'lo Yadana Mayhi. I heard something from Rabbi Yehuda. I'm not sure exactly what it was. A question within Rabbi Yehuda's Shita. Amar Shmuel v'lo yada Abba Maisham Yalei. Shmuel says, Abba, meaning Rab, doesn't know. That's the Lashon of Kavod. You don't know what the question was. I'll tell you. I'll remind you what the question of the Beis Medrash was within the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda de Mechayev on this cake Tamun Ba'esh. According to Rabbi Yehuda, who's Mechayev on Nizkei Tamun, when it comes to Eish, as we've had in our Mishnah, Asu Takanath Nigzal Be'esho. Did they make, or the Gemara assumes they did for sure make, Takanath Nigzal Be'esho. What does that mean? We know from elsewhere, the Mishnah tells us in Misekha Shvuas, Daf Mem Dalet, Rashi quotes it here, that a Nigzal is able to swear how much was stolen from him, and be no tell. You could bring us, that's a Shvuah D'Rabbanan. We know Shvuah D'Araisa. There are only three types of Shvuah D'Araisas, and they're all Nishba V'Niftar. A person can take a Shvuah whatever they want, about anything they want. But in terms of the Shvuahs that Bezdin is Mechayiv, Mid D'Araisa, those are the three Shvuah D'Araisas, the Rambam lists them in Hilchos Torah V'Nitan, based on the Gemara, Shvuahs Modim V'Miksas, Shvuahs HaShomrim, and Shvuahs Eid Echad. By those three, those are Nishba V'Niftar. So I bring a 1/8 to court and say, you owe me money, you could swear against the Eid Echad and pater yourself. Moda b'miksas, a person admits to some, he pays whatever he admits, and he is pater on the rest. Shavuos HaShomrim, all the Shavuos HaShomrim, big sugya m'sechaz ba'metziah, the relationship between the Shavuah of each of the Shomrim, but at least for our purposes now, we'll put it into all one, any type of Shavuah where a Shomer will pater themselves, Shomer Chinam other than Pshia, Shomer Sachar other than Geneva Va'aveda, and a Shoel in cases of Baal of Imo, and the cases where a Shoel is Pater. So all of those are Shvuos D'Araisa, Nishba V'Niftar. But the Rabbanan, we're misaking many Shvuos D'Rabbanan of Nishba V'Notel. Right, that's the Mishnah there. Elu Nishba V'Notlin. One of them is Nigzal. If we don't know how much was stolen, the Nigzal is allowed to swear and be Notel what was stolen from him, and we give him Ne'emanis in that case. That's Takanas Nigzal. There is one other Shvuah D'Rabbanan that's Niftar also, but it's a different type of Shvuah, and that's Shvuah's Hesis, which is its own type of discussion. But the Gemara here says, not only did they make Takanas Nigzal for in that case, but also by Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda who says, Tamun Ba'esh is Chayev, so how does the Mazik know how much was Tamun, or what was Tamun in there? So that's the Chiddush of the Gemara. Also, Takanas Nigzal Ba'esh, so too, according to Rabbi Yehuda, in a case where Tamun is going to be Chayiv, the Nizak is able to swear to the effect of how much was in there, how much was Tamun, and the Mazik would have to pay for it. Good. If you look in Tosus, Tosus says in L'Rabbi Yehuda that, what about according to the Rabbanan? Remember we had cases according to Rav, according to the Rabbanan, that also there are cases of Tamun that would be chayv too. The Rabbananami, Avi Matzil Meimar, Da'asu Takana Bebira, Bechal Davar. Remember we said, the Rabbanan would agree in a house that's not called Tamun, because that's obvious. Ubi Gadish Bemorigin. And by Gadish, by the Kalim that are supposed to be hidden, that are normally hidden in there. El Rabusa Ashmina, the Chiddush, the Gemara is according to Yehuda. Items that are not usually there. Afilu arniki begadish asu takanas digzal. So that is the chiddush of Tosfos. That it's all, the question is within Rabbi Yehuda, or the chiddush is in Rabbi Yehuda because he is the one that would say it even by unusual cases. But really, the shita is even in the cases of tamun that the rabbanon would agree to. There is a machlokas. What about cases of galui? Right, these are cases of Rabbi Yehuda, Tamun, and Tosfos added on Tamun according to the Rabbanan. What about Galui and the Mazik? We don't know exactly how much was damaged. Could the Nizak also swear there? That's a machlokas between the Ravid and the Rashba. The Ravid right here says V'dafka al haTamun, only Tamun. Aval al haGalui itoun heich tainas bari mishtave umiftar vishum delav gazlan gomeru. No. If the Mazik says, no, I didn't damage that amount, and there's no Eidim for it, so then the Nizak is not going to be able to swear and collect, because that's not an actual Gazla. Dilo Temahachi, Lamer Lamilsa Begalu, Livriako. So why are you saying it only within Rabbi Yehuda? It must be limited to Rabbi Yehuda's type of cases of Tamun. And the Rashba are, Yisvalu Leitcha Amra, Haravzal, Hayisi Omer. The Rashba says, I beg to differ. Ta'afilu Begalui, Vikal Shekenu. Not only is it even begali, but it's kol shekein goli. The Ramban also says this. Dim heminu betamun shein bari shelo kol kach chazak. Right, we believe in my tamun. Does he know for sure what was tamun in there? No, but we still believe him. Even though it's a weak form of bari, shaboteach ba'atzmo lomar kach v'kach ha'yatamin besocho b'bnei shelo yada mo chaveiro. There, we have no idea, and he's not what we would call meyas panov, because the mazik doesn't know. It was tamun. So if we believe the nizak there, b'meyas v'omer kach v'kach ha'yibo, where he's meyas panov, meaning a case where the mazik could have known about it and might have seen it, and still the nizak is claiming that. So surely, as we know from the other sugyas, ain't other meyas panov b'fnei mishon yodea shehu omer sheker. A person wouldn't lie like that. V'atayadata lo kol shekein shabari shelo yoter chazak shelu lo kein lo haya meyas panov b'fnei mishon yodea ha'emes kamo. He wouldn't. He's a much stronger bari. And therefore, it would work. So number one, the language is a question. The Ravid says, why does it talk about it in the context of Talmud? But the Rashba says, I think Misvara, this Talmud, the Taina by Gali would be even stronger that we should believe him. Va'oda that he says, Hashari also bo takana kin igzal. Fatakana snigzal betoena gazlan bariu. Right, there's no difference. The takana, Misvara, should apply. Okay, so that's Machlokas Rashba, and the Raivin does apply to Galui. Tosas already took the first step, that it applies even according to the Rabbanon's cases of Tamun where they would Bechayev. But then the Rashba adds on, not only by Tamun according to the Rabbanon, but even by Galui according to everyone. Good. Ba'i Amemar. So now Ba'i Amemar asks on the second line. Ba'i Amemar. Asu takanas nigzal ben maser olo. So we have a takanas nigzal by Hezek. What about by Masur? If there is, Rahman al-Islan, a fellow Jew that gives over information, property, he's Moser, sugi is elsewhere, to the non-Jewish authority, and now we are able to collect money from the Masur, can the Nimsar, can the one that was the victim, can he swear and collect money from the Masur? Meaning, do we make a takana there or not? So, Aliba demanda Amar lo dainina dina de garmi lo tibay lacha. If you don't hold of garmi, again, a sugi that's come up a number of times already, and it's going to come up later on, the major sugi, where it comes up at the Gemara, the cases. But here, says the Gemara, if you don't hold of garmi, meaning, you don't say that in cases, which is somewhere in the middle between Grama and Maisi Yashir, if you say that you don't say chayiv in that case, so lo tibay lacha. So then, for sure you're going to be pater here, there's no takana. Why? The Mesira stami lo dainidim. Because in the case of Mesira, he's a terrible guy, but that's considered at most garmi, and therefore pater. So of course there's no takana. So then the question is, according to the one who says garmi, also takanas nigzal b'masur, do we say that there is a takana to mishtabe v'shakil, that he should swear and take a low? So within the manda amar of garmi, teku, so there is no answer given to that question. Asks the Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz here, I don't understand, ask Rabbeinu Peretz, if this is garmi, so then, of course, it's vaday gezel. So what's the Gemara Shaila? Fine, if it's not garmi, they didn't make a takana. But if it is garmi, so then that's mamish takanas nigzal. So what's the Gemara's Shaila here? Right? What would be the issue? Says the Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz, it must be that garmi is only chayav midrabanan. Like we've had Deis and Tosfos the past couple of weeks, that Tosfos says, at least one of the Deis and Tosfos is that, if you say garmi is drabanan, so then you don't have the Shaila. So that's what the Gemara is assuming, and that's the Shach quotes this Rabbeinu Peretz as one of his rayas, that garmi is drabanan, as we have mentioned, that long shach does over and over again there in Simin Shin Pei Vav Sif Katan Aleph, where he goes through that this is drabanan. We have this back also on Daf Nun Dalet, back in the fifth parak, where Tosas quotes a deya Rav Moshe mi Pantazia de garmi nami lo mechayev elam midrabanan kidemuchach beperak hakones. Tosfos there quotes this. Rabbeinu Peretz says it here, but Tosfos there on Daf Nun Dalet quotes our Gemara. To be boilei imasu takanas digzal b'masur olo v'itina tegarmi daraisa lamu lo asa takanas digzal b'masur kama b'nigzal. If the garmi is daraisa, of course it should be chayif. So the Durabanan sheetas quote this Gemara to prove that garmi is Durabanan. Says the Ksos, I don't think it's such a raya. The Ksos says, as one might have answered, even if you want to say garmi is daraisa, it still might have halachic differences between that and Maisa Yashir. You're not saying garmi is exactly the same thing. Da'antin is a garmi means garmi is chayif. Doesn't mean it's exactly the same, like the case of Sorish Torosa Shel Chavero. So I'm going to be chayif. It doesn't mean that it's mamish the same. That's what the Ksos discusses also at the beginning of Shin Pei Vav. We have mentioned the Shach goes through every single Shita and case of the Rishonim, basically every point of the Ramban, and knocks it out, because the Ramban holds Dina de Garmi is a Din de Araisa. The Gemara Beferish never gives any impression that it's Durabanan. The Gemara says, Don Dina de Garmi, Don Dina de Garmi. The Shach, again, quotes, uses every case of the Ramban and shows it's Durabanan, and then the Ksos backs up the Ramban. It goes through every case. Umashakasab, just read you the paragraph about our Gemara. Umashakasab Bishach. Do you have a Dina de Garmi de Araisa? Lo havi Safek. Devade asu takana digzaba masur. Kvar hergishu bo rishonim. There could be other answers to this question. V'kasvu dafilu achi. Kiva de'enu ela b'dibur ba'alma misafgalu. I asu takana digzaba moser. Even if you want to say he's going to be chayiv, it's still not the same exact thing. And therefore, I don't think that is such a raya. Ulufim hashikasafti b'simin shin peches. He says later on, dolo misafgale yosu takana digzaba moser ela b'toein ha-moser bari. Only if the Moser says Bari Tekiya Gavne B'mazik Mamish Nami Laws are going to dig the Al-Davka B'toin Shema. He continues that it could fit in even more to what I said over there. Vadi Nicha Feel the Garmi Daraisa Masafkalei. Right, even Garmi Daraisa. There are cases of Mazik that you have a suffix. Whether that would be the case, but either way, this is an important sugi within Garmi. Even if you say Garmi is Daraisa, even if you would say that, would you say it's exactly the same? The shitas that are proving from this Gemara that Garmi is Durabanan, Tosas back on Daf Nadal, Tosas Rebbe Neperetz right here, are assuming that if you say Garmi is Daraisa, then it's exactly the same thing as a regular case of Hezek. What the Ksos says is that you don't have to say that. Even if you say Garmi is Daraisa, it could be different, and that's the pshat of the Gemara here. That would you say that there's a Takanas Nigzal, if you say, even if you say it is Daraisa. Tosas, the Gemara here ends up in a Teku. We don't have an answer. Tosfos discusses what is the halacha regarding this teku. Tosfos in Asu quotes a couple of the earlier opinions, quotes three different dais, four different opinions. Tosfos quotes four names, we should say. Tosfos quotes the Rif, Kasev Rav Alphas, Kigon Sheyesh Edim Shemasru. What's the case of, did they make Takanas Nigzal HaMasur? Number one, the case is where there were Edim that there was Mesira, V'ibein Mamono, V'en Yodim Kama. Right, there were Edim that there was a, he was Moser, but we don't know how much. So that's the case of Tekov. Tekov to Amona, Lakula. What's Lakula? And therefore, the least amount, would be all that he has to pay. And Rav Haigon says, Shishava v'yitol mechza. Interesting, teku doesn't mean nothing. The minimum, it means half. Shekol teku d'mamona cholkin. That's Rav Haigon. Ve'nira l'ri. L'chayev klami shem teku. And the Ri doesn't like it. See, mechayev anything mishum teku. But then Rabbeinu Tam says, what's the case here? Tach bayek sha moser machish is a nimsar. The case here is where the moser is machish, the amount that the nimsar says. Dum yodin nigzal b'shvuas. Aval em a moser atzmoin yodea kama yishava nimsar kama hifsid v'yito. The only shaila in the Gemara is if the moser is machish. If the moser is not machish, then for sure the nimsar would be believed. And the Ri argues on that. Right, still the question is, would he be able to swear? Again, two different discussions. What exactly is the case in the Gemara, and how much would we allow him to take with the teku? Okay, continuing, fifth wideline. Who gaver the potash bekaspita de chavre? Somebody kicks over there's a silver box of his friend Shadi ibn Ara. Right, he's supposed to watch it. He takes it and he throws it into the river. Rashi says, Argaz Shemanichen Moksafim. It's a silver box, a box that holds silver. Fine, he threw it into the sea. So he has no idea. Reuven threw Shimon's box into the sea. So Shimon says, you know what I had in there? Right, unbelievable things. Awesome, Mari. V'amar Haki V'Haki Avalei Begava. The master comes and says, this is what I had in the box. Yosef Ravashi V'Kama'ayin Be'kiya Gavna Mai. Ravashi is wondering, what's the case here? In cases where we don't know how much was damaged. Amalei Ravina la Ravacha Berei de Rava V'yamri la Ravacha Berei de Rava la Ravashi Lav Hainu Masli Son. Isn't this exactly similar to the case of the Mishnah? Right, our Mishnah talks about Tamun. Also similar. Titznan Umod v'chachamim la Rabbi Yehuda B'mavlikas ha-bira Shemishalim kol ma shemisocho. Right, if you light the bira, the tower, the house, then you pay everything in it. Shekein derech b'nei adam laniach b'batim. So here too, people put things in a kasefet, people put things in a box, so why the nizak should be believed? because that's normal from our Mishnah. So Amar Lei, so they say, so Rav Ashi says, Itakaton Zuze Hachanam. If he says I had money in there, fine, because that's what most people put into there. Hacha Dekaton Marganisa. But here he says I had jewels in there. Something somewhat unusual. Not that I just had some money in there, I had jewels in there. My, that's the Shiloh. Would we believe him here? Mimanchi inshi marganisa bakaspita olo. Do people normally put jewels in this type of box or not? That's the Shiloh. And Tosva says right across, afiliyesh edim shayva marganisa, even if there were witnesses about the jewel, mi boile, there's still a Shiloh, tishem aloi boile lasukia daiti lahai. Right, even if somebody normally puts it in there, maybe it's not so common that I have to assume that type of kapala shmira. Or if I damage it, I have to pay for it. So Tosa says, even if there are edim, the Rashba says only if there are no edim here. But either way, the question is unanswered. Teku, we don't know. Amalei Rav Yehmeler Rav Ashi, Ton Kisa Dekaswa Bebira, my. What if he says, I had a silver kos in the bira, in the house, my amalei chazina, e inish amidhu the isle kisa the kaspa. Is this a man of means that he might have had a silver cup or not? Or ianami, even if he's not a man of means, inish mehemnu. Maybe he's a guy that everybody trusts. He's a naman, right? Like the Gemara says in Yuma, daf tes. Anybody Reish Lakish spoke to was an ish naman, right? Because Reish Lakish only speak to namanim there. So was he a naman man? The mifkadi inshi gabe. How would you know if he's an Ammon man? People always give things to him to hold. So if he's a very trustworthy man, or he's a very rich guy, so then, Mishtav Vishakil, so then he could be able to swear and take because of his track record. V'ilav lav kol kamine. V'ilav lav kol kamine. But if he's not a man of means, so Pashtos, he wouldn't have silver cups in there, or he is not a special, unique Ammon person, then we wouldn't trust him. Good. Finishing up last couple of lines. Amalei Rav Ada Breder Rav Avila Rav Ashi Ma Bin Gazlan L'Chamson. This is really setting the stage for the next parak. What's the difference between a Gazlan and a Chamson? Right, they sound similar. They are both people who take advantage of their friends. So what's the difference halachically between a Gazlan and a Chamson? Says the Gemara. Amalei Chamson Yavdame Gazlan Lo Yavdame. A Chamson pays for it. Even if he grabs it, he pays for it. Gazlan lo yavdame. Gazlan just steals. Right? Gazlan just steals. What is this doing here? The Mefarshim go into it. We're not going to get into it now. We'll just talk about it. Amalei yavdame. Chamson karislai. I don't understand. If a chamson, somebody who attacks and gives you money and takes your item, why is that a chamson? He paid for it. V'yamar afuna, don't we know from Bava Basra, talu av ezavin zvina zvine. If somebody forces you to sell them something and then you sell it to them and they pay for it, it's a sale. So if it halachically works, so why is that so bad? Why would you call it a chamson? Lokasha, no, still there's a chilek. Had to amarotzani, had to lo amarotzani. When do you say that talu av ezavin zvina zvine? When do you say it's a sale? If the guy ultimately says, fine, rotzani, I want it. He really didn't want it, but ultimately he says, I want it. What's the case, chamson here, that we would call him a chamson, if he never says rotsani? If the victim, so to speak, never says rotsani, that's where there is a problem. The Rambam Shita is a problem. The Rambam in Hilchos Mechira, in the case of Tzliya V'Zavin, does not quote rotsani. He says Tzliya, and the tour also. Tzliya V'Zavin, Zvini, Zvini, if I am forced to sell something, then it works without saying rotsani. So the Mefarshim wonder why that is. The Beis Yosef there, where this is quoted in Shulchan Aruch Hasidut Reish Hei, says that maybe it's mistama. If somebody finally gives it over and he gets the money that he's supposed to get, so that's mistama. It's as if he says rotsani. That's the Beis Yosef. But the Nesivos doesn't like it. The Nesivos says, well, maybe it depends on the type of force that he is going through. The Nesivos here in Reish Hei, l'chei nirel and yazdati l'achriya. Dim anso ba'ones haguf. Or ba'ones mamon kidei limkar. If it's mamish forcing him physically, or ba'ones mamon. Ubahai hana'a. Sheniftar me ha'ones b'mechira zu. Amrinan agav onse v'zuze gamo makne. If he really gets off and he has a relief because of this, then we can assume that it's automatic. V'kivin de amru chazal de umdana de muchach. Who to gamar umakni shuv ain't sorach lami raso. In this case, like we learned, he quote the Rashi in Kedusha Daf Nun. It's also the Tosfos there, Daf Mem Tes. Via filu lahatir ishes ish matirin mikoch denazu. And that's what the Beis Yosef says here. That's what he's explaining. The Beis Yosef taught the Kamar Bishas, Hada Amarotzani, who loved Dafka. Dibitzluya Vizavin, Havimin Astam, Ki'ilu Amarotzani. That's that case. Masha Enkein, Bechamson, Shalo Anso, Bishum Ones, Rakshachata Vachavis, Manasan Domov. Somebody just comes over, grabs my item, and throws money at me. So that's where you would need Rotsa Ani, because there you're not being relieved of some amazing ones. Shelo niftar mishum ones b'mechirazu. V'lo shayach lomer agav onse gomeru makni in that case. To'alo niftar mishum ones. V'leka umtina shenitzratze. Tzorach shiyomar Rotsa Ani b'feir. So the Rambam's case where he does not mention it is where he's mamish being forced. Ukshomar Rotsa Ani, but if he says Rotsa Ani in the Chamsan case, v'aday da'adif mitluyev ezavin. The Bishas Mechira Eina Ose Shuv Shumisr Vechulu, and it is continued. So that's the Nesivus and the Beis Yosef explaining the Rambam. The issue here about giving money and not giving money is also related to the Sugya of Osachvon. We know there's two Isurah Daraisas in the Torah, one in the first Aseret Sedibros, one in the second. This is the only mitzvah that is added on in the second Aseret Sedibros, meaning that it's all repeated in Vaschan on Shabbos and on Ochi Hashem Lekecha and Eidus and Murder of Tirtzach Losin of Losigno. But the only one that's different in the Monia mitzvos is Losis Ave. Losis Ave as compared to Losachmot. But there's a much discussed Rambam and Rivet in, really Rambam, in Hilchos Gezela, which is already interesting that the Rambam puts Losachmod in Gezela. That's one of the issues, Lumdis issues in Losachmod, the Isser of Coveting. Is that within the world of Gezel, or is it its own idea? One of the more important makaris regarding that is the Sefer Achinuch. Sefer Achinuch in Vaschanon says that even non-Jews are chayev in Losis Aveh. What do you mean, asked the Chinuch on himself? Isn't this, there's not one of the Shavu Mitzvos Bnei Noach, says the Sefer HaChinuch, yes it is. It's an anaf of Gezel. And that's what the Chinuch says in Tav Tes Vav, I think, Tav Tes Zayin, one of those two, that the Shavu Mitzvos Bnei Noach are in seven mitzvos, but there are seven categories of mitzvos, many included in each one. It could be 30, 40, Avodah Zarah has many, Gilui Arayos has many, Gezel has many. So even non-Jews are chayev in losas aveh, not to covet, because it's an anaf of Gezel. That's the important shita of the Chinuch. But getting back to Losachmot, the Rambam has an amazing shita that where he seems to contradict himself one line and the next line, and that's what he must be saying something deeper. Call Perak Aleph Halacha Tes in Ilchos Gezela. Call Achomet Avdo O Amaso O Beso VeKelev Shel Chavero. Somebody has a desire for their friend's item, for their friend's house or kelim. O Davar O Kol Davar SheEfsher Lo SheYikneu Mimenu. Anything that he could buy. We're not talking about his wife here. V'hichmid Allah bereyim v'hifzirbo, and he begs him, please, please, he bugs him so much. Ad shalacha mimen, until finally, the guy gives it to him. Afa pisha nasa lo damim rabbit, maybe though he paid for it. And we would say, zvina zvine, even if the sale works, hariza over below sase shenemba lo sachmod. You violate lo sachmod. Even though the guy gave it to you, and even if he might have said, rotsa ani, still you violate los achmod. And then the Rambam says, Ve'ein lokin alav zeh, you don't get malchus for this. Why? Mipnei she'ein bo maisa. It's a lav she'ein bo maisa. That's why you're not going to get malchus. Ve'eino over belav zeh, but you don't violate this law, continues the Rambam, ad she'yikach ha'chepet shechamad, until you actually take. If you say, please, 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 and he never gives it to you, you don't violate. Only when he finally gives it to you do you violate she'ne'emar, shlosach bo kesef ezov alahem alakach dolecha, chimud she'yesh bo maisa. So the Rambam says, you don't get malchus because it's a lav she'ein bo maisa, but you only violate once the maisa is done. That's the Rivet. Lo ra'isi davar tama gadol mizeh. I have never seen something so strange in my life, says the Rivet. Ve'echa maisa gadol menetilat zachevetz. Right? The Rambam says, it's a lav she'ein bo maisa, but you only violate when you take it. Of course you're going to be chayav, but how do you go to a lav she'ein bo maisa? Aval ha'ilo lomar, there's a different reason why you would not get malchus. Mipreishu chayav b'tashlumin. It's a lav and dilan tashlumin, another type of lav that you don't get malchus for. Shari yuka gazlan, shechayiv lahashiv esakzela. Right, again, the comparison to gazlan. Lufichach ein alokev, v'gam zechayiv lahashiv esachayiv etzabaylov. You have a chiyiv hashava. So just like, even though you paid for it, you have a chiyiv hashava if you violate a losach mode. That's why you don't get malchus, because it's a lav sheish bo tashlumin. not lav sheba maisa. But how do you explain the Rambam? The Rambam is a lav sheba maisa, you only violate if you do a maisa. So the Achronim explain that it has to be that really what the Rambam is saying is that at root you violate belev. You violate, it's ebo maisa. The root is the trying. But the shiur, the fact that you have to do a maisa, is not part of the basic definition of the lav, but that's just a shiur in how much the iser belev has gone. You didn't stop until he finally gave it to you. But that's a tnai for the iser. It's not part of the definition of the iser. It's a lav she'ein bo maisa. It's an iser belev. It's an iser of what you're doing. But it's just that we measure that, how bad, how deep you are into this iser, by even if you make him give it to you, actually. But that's not exactly part of the definition, that's part of the tznai. That's the Rambam, and the Raiva would say no. The Raiva would say no, that's part of the definition, and therefore he would say a different reason, a lav hanitan l'tashlumin. So again, this is number one, lav sheish b'maisa is one sugi in losach mode. How much is it compared to Gezel is another issue in Losach mode that the Minchas Chinuch discusses in Losach mode. What about Pachos Bishav Pruta? If I'm Chome Pachos Bishav Pruta, is that an Isser Daraisa? Because after all, Gezel is only Pruta. Pashas. We'll get to Kalshu, but the full Isser of Gezel, Pashas, is Pruta, but like all Isurei Mamon. So what about here? What about Pachos Bishav Pruta? That's the Minchas Chinuch in Mitzvah Lamed Ches, Osei. He discusses, he says, Venire, he says, Ikra Tandu Bechal Shiurin, he says, even though he compares this to Ribbis, he compares this to other cases, he says, once this is a Dini Mamonis type of Isser, so then I, Mistamo, would think it's Pruta. But then you have to deal with that Rambam. If it's an Isser Belev and the Shear is only how much, so then maybe even less. Okay, either way, that's an important topic in Losach mode as well. Okay, let's continue. Says the Mishnah, last Mishnah here in Akone's last Mishnah in the Sugyas of Nizke Mamon, as we have here in the first six Prakam of Baba Kama. Gates, Sheyat Midachas Apatish. Somebody is hammering and a spark shoots out from the hammer. The he's that getting does damage, chayef, that's age also. He should have known, he's a poshe, he's other mamazik, the Rambam says. Gamol shayaton pishton va'avar b'rishas arabim, a camel that's loaded down with flax, and he's walking in the rishas arabim. And he's so loaded down on the sides of him, v'nichlas pishton olotoch achanus, that his load goes into the store on the side, v'dolku b'neiru shalchenvani, and it catches fire with the candle of the storekeeper inside the store, v'hidlikas habira, and the whole store burns down, bal gamal chayef. The camel owner is chayef. He shouldn't have weighed him, shouldn't have loaded him up so much on the sides. Hiniya chenvani neiru mibachutz, but if the candle was set up outside, that's negligence. So a chenvani chayef, and the chenvani is chayef to pay for the camel. Pay for all the stuff that he damaged. Rabbi Yehuda Omer ben Chanukah Patur, unless it's Chanukah, says Rabbi Yehuda, because on Chanukah, obviously, you're allowed to put the candle outside. And we had this back earlier on Daf Lamed. Let's finish and then we'll talk about it. Omer Rabbi Yehuda Mishmei Derav, Ashma Minah Midi Rabbi Yehuda. You learn from Rabbi Yehuda that the Baal HaChanukah Sudi Patur, if he puts his candle outside for Chanukah, near Chanukah, Mitzvah Lanicha, Batoch Asara, it must be that the Mitzvah L'Chanchila is to put your candle within 10 Tvachim of the ground. If you could put it just as well above 10, so am I Amar Abiyud and Erchanaka Pater. So why does he say Pater for the Balachanos? You should have put it higher. You should have known that this is Rishos Arabim. So it must be that the mitzvah is to put it within 10 tachim of the ground. So isn't that a raya? Right? Again, the highest you can put it is 20 amos. But the lechatchila within 10 tachim. So amri lo, there's no raya from here. Maybe even above 10. My amri, dibar lechal anuchi lamala migamal v'rochbo. What he should have. Kiva the mitzvah kasik, kuleya lo achukor rabbana. No, because he's also in a mitzvah, he's doing a mitzvah. We're not matriachim to do the mitzvah in a more difficult way. So that's why he can do it. But there's no raya from here that it has to be lechatchila. Amar Rav Kahana, Darash Rav Nasa Bar Minyomi, Meshed Rav Tanchum, Ner Chanukah, Sheini Cholamala, Meyasr Mama, Psula, Kesuka, Ukamavli. Once we're talking about the height of Ner Chanukah, if you put it above 20 amos, as we know from Sukkah Daf Beis, it is puzzle like Sukkah and Mavui because it's Lo Shalta Bo Eina. There is so much to say there, but we don't have time to go into that right now. Another big sugya is relating to Ner Chanukah. Chanukah is mentioned here in Mishnayos. Chanukah is only mentioned in seven Mishnayos throughout Shas, but nowhere does it discuss Hilchas Chanukah. Right in Bikurim, it talks about you can bring Bikurim from Shavuos till Sukkot, and from Sukkot till Chanukah. The Mishnah in Rosh Hashanah that talks about you send out the Shluchim in Kislev because of Chanukah. The Mishnah in Tainus discusses Yonar Gozer Tainus Al Tzibur on Chanukah. The Mishnah in Megillah talks about what you lay on Chanukah. Moed Katan, Chanukah, to what it was Halacha with Avelus. And this is the last time. This is the seventh Mishnah that mentions Chanukah in Shas. That's it. So the Shaila is, right, one of the famous Shailas of Chanukah is why isn't Chanukah mentioned in the Mishnayos? Various answers given. There's one quote in the name of Chassam Sofer that maybe the Rabbi Anasi held like the Ramban in Vayechi that the Chashmonaim weren't perfect. They should have given up the Kahuna to the Kohanim. Either way, various different suggestions given, which we're not going to go into right now, but it's an important Hara anyway. The Rashba also notes here that the only Heter of Hezek here is only by Ner Chanukah, because Ner Chanukah is supposed to be outside. But let's say for you put your sukkah in the middle of the street and somebody trips on it, you don't have the heter. Right? Right, you have to be careful about that. It's only Ner Chanukah, which is put outside because of Pirsumei Nisa. And again, there's a lot comparing Chanukah and Sukkah and Mavui, not for now. Hadralach Hakones, Rabosai, we are up to the world of Meruba. The world of Perek Meruba, which is the sugyas of the 7th Perek, the 9th Perek, and the 10th Perek, right? Meruba, Hagoz al Kama, and Hagoz al Basra, stuck in the middle is Achovel, but this is the world of Geneva and Gazela. The world of Geneva and Gazela, again, that sugya is going to come up very often. There are comparison between Geneva and Gazela. We mentioned a while ago, probably not so recently, the differences in Lumdis between Geneva and Gazela. But we'll see. Let's first finish today's, and then we'll see, because that's a topic that comes up very often. Meruba midas tashlumi kefel, midas tashlumi dal vehei. There are more cases of kefel where you pay double for cases of geneva than where you pay cases of 4 and 5. Shemidas tashlumi kefel no heges bein bedavar sheish baruachaim bein bedavar sheim baruachaim. You pay kefel on anything you steal. Anytime you steal something, you have to pay double. That's the knas. That's the dinda araisa. Umidas tashlumi dal vehei. But the psukim that talk about paying 4 and 5 times, Eina no heges ela bishar b'seh bilvad, only applied to if you steal an ox or a sheep, and then shechted or sell it. Shene'emar ki yignov ish shar oseh utzvacho o micharo. V'gomer, it only applies to that. That's the din d'araisa of 4 and 5. Just remember, derech agav, that we had the parak before, shar shenogav dalid vehei, we had the interesting line on Dafla in the Mishnah, beginning of the fourth parak from the Tosfos Yontif. It's not the Tosfos Yontif, the Tosfos Yontif in Shabbos and Parak Yudches, where he discusses all of the examples of four and five. Mishnayos always say 4 and 5, 4 and 5, based on the Daraisa. The numbers here of 4 and 5 in Mishpatim. Look over that Tosfos Yontif. Okay, ein agoni v'achar aganav mishalim tashlumei kefel v'lo atoveach v'lo amocher achar aganav mishalim tashlumei dalad v'hei. If somebody steals from aganav or takes it from aganav and shechs and sells it, so then he is not chayiv kefel and dalad v'hei. Rashi quotes Gzeiras HaKasev, which we'll have to get back to. Tichsiv v'gunavi beis ha'ish v'lo mi beis haganav. You only pay kefil if you steal it from the owner's house, not if you steal it from the ganav's house. Ve'ilu, says the Gemara, midas tashlume kefil. The Mishnah lists off one difference between kefil and dalav vehei, whether it applies to inanimate objects. Ask the Gemara, why doesn't it say another difference? Ve'ilu midas tashlume kefil. No heges bein beganav, bein betoin tainas ganav, umidas tashlume dalav vehei, ein no heges al beganav bilvad loktani. There's a case of towing Tainas Ganav, which we'll have to talk about a lot more about in the coming days. That means, not only if I steal something, what if I swear that I have something of yours, I swear that it was stolen, and it ends up that I stole it. That's called towing Tainas Ganav. So, does towing Tainas Ganav pay kefel? Yes. Does it pay dalad vehei? Question. So the fact that our Mishnah doesn't mention that as a difference sounds like that maybe both would apply to Toin Tainas Ganav. Messiah Lili Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba. This comes up more tomorrow. So you see, isn't that is our mission a raya? Because our mission doesn't quote that as a difference. Or Ika da Amri Lema Messiah Lele Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba. Let's formulate it as our mission of bringing a support to him. Dom Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba Amr Rabbi Yochanan. And Torah Tan is kind of a pikadon. Mishat Hashlumei Kefel. Tava Chabacha Mishat Hashlumei Dalav Hey. So isn't our mission a raya? So the Gemara says no, maybe not. Mik Tani Ein Bain. Does it say this is the only difference? Merubek Tani Tana Vishir. It just says Meruba. It doesn't say there's more. There's more cases of Kefel. It doesn't mean this is the only difference between Kefel and Dalav Hey, and therefore this is not a Raya. Okay, we'll stop there. Let's just finish with the Geneva Gzela thought. Again, there are many Rayas to this which we'll come back to, but just to review the thought of Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim points out many differences. Some of them are from Reb Chaim, some of them are pointed out by others, connecting to Reb Chaim's thought that even though the Gemara, where's the Gemara? Later on in this paragraph, Ayin Tes. The Gemara there discusses, that's the famous Gemara that Rashi quotes in Mishpatim, that the end of Meruba, the difference between Gnev and Gzela is Gnev is in stealth, in private, nobody knows about it, and Gzela is where somebody comes over to you and grabs something from you in the public, that's Gzela. So it looks like Gzela is more focused on the action, because it's an act in public, while Geneva is not. But Reb Chaim explains, based on many, many halachas, that really Geneva is based on the Maisa Geneva, while Gezela is based on the Hefsin Mamon. That is why, for example, many of the quasi-Gazlonim, if somebody borrows something without permission, Shoal Shlomi Das, somebody is Kofer Bipikadon, all those cases have the status of Gazlon. Shalech Yad Bipikadon. What do you mean Gazlon? Why not Ganav, right? Even if you did that, the guy didn't know about it. The answer is there's no Maisa there. If there's no Maisa Geneva there, you got it with permission, then you're denying it. So that's why that would be a Gazlan and not a Ganav. Or the case at the beginning of Izeo Neshech, Gonev Amanas Lameikat. If somebody is Gonev for fun, just to tease the person, I'm going to give it back to you. So the Gemara says that's also Aser. And the Rambam quotes that in Sefer HaMitzvos by Geneva. We do not find a parallel by Gozel Amanas Lameikat. There's no Hefsin Mamon there. I'm going to give it back in 10 minutes. I'm just teasing the person. But it's still Aser Daraisa. According to some Pashas, according to the Rambam. What? There's a Maisa Geneva there, even though there's no Hefsin Mamon, and that would be an Isser of Geneva and not Gezela. And there are other differences as well, but we'll leave it for now. But either way, we, Baruch Hashem, have started the Sugyas of Perek Meruba. Okay, we'll stop here.